Track 4, How to Get Unstuck from Your Problem Focus. Let's review. You may ask, is it okay to be problem focused? The answer is yes. It's okay to ask yourself the four questions of, what's the problem? Why do I have this problem? Whose fault is it? And what other difficulties can this problem cause? However, can you see after listening to the first three tracks, you're continually staying in stress mode and off balance is probably the result of focusing on the problem rather than on the solution. If you listen to these tracks only once, you may say to yourself something like, that was interesting. However, what I would like you to consider is making a real commitment to play not only tracks 1, 2, and 3 of this CD set over and over again, but to pick out the ideas that really feel right to your situation. Replay those tracks in your car or at home or while you're doing other things in the activity room several times. Thus, for some, by listening to this CD, I'm asking you to consider a true core behavior change to truly alleviate stress in your workday at the facility. In order to do this, as you can see from what I've just talked about on the first three tracks, you have to reprogram the way you approach your stressors in the facility. Really knowing the four questions and the solution-focused thinking will enable you to move more quickly away from problem-focused thought patterns to solution-focused thought patterns. Just to review, those are, what do I want more of? How can I achieve this? What resources do I have to begin right now? And what opportunities might this goal generate? The rest of this track is about getting unstuck and pivoting or turning to the positive, away from awfulizing, away from the ain't it awful problem-focused questions to solution-focused positive questions. Let's apply the four questions of pivoting away from problem-focused thinking towards solution-focused thinking to a common stressor for the activity department, that of getting a CNA to transport residents to activities. Now, if this is not a stressor for you, in your note-taking booklet, write down or think of another stressor. Let's work through the four awfulizing problem-focused questions, and on the next track, we will discuss how we can transform them into solution-focused positive actions to reduce stress. If you recall from tracks 1 and 2, the first question in a problem focus is, what is the problem? In the case of CNAs transporting residents, let's say you are starting to cut the birthday cake for the monthly birthday party and you notice that not one resident from A-Wing is present. Question number 2 in a problem-focused thought pattern, as you know from the first two tracks, is why do I have this problem? However, if you recall by asking why, you may erroneously or incorrectly feel that somehow, by asking why, you aid yourself in arriving at a how or steps to take to solve your problem. In this case, how can I get the CNAs to transport the A-Wing residents to the birthday party? So, along with your first question of what is the problem, you of course follow suit and add your second question of why is this a problem? Why was my email ignored? Why was my list at the nurse's station ignored? However, asking why, unfortunately, leads to the blame game. The third question, which, as you recall from tracks 2 and 3, involve the blame game. In other words, when you are problem rather than solution focused, you ask, who is to blame? Well, you may blame yourself. If only I had written the residents' names down on a note at the nurse's station large, or sent an email earlier or later, or if only what? You fill in what you would say in your version of this blame game regarding transportation of residents to a group activity. How are you at fault? If you haven't increased your stress enough by blaming yourself, you might blame others. Who else can you blame for the residents not being transported? The CNAs, of course. The charge nurse. The director of nursing. So after embellishing upon what the problem is, why do you have this problem? Who is to blame? The fourth question in your problem-focused thinking is, what other difficulties can or will this problem cause? So now you have a perfect opportunity to generalize. You might start to think, no residents on A-Wing will ever be transported to any group activity. Nothing I've done to get residents transported has worked. Or you might start to think, What makes this a problem in your mind is you know that certain residents on A Wing would benefit from the mental stimulation of attending this group activity. So your self-talk sounds something like this. These residents do not have their quality of life improved for this brief period of time during the birthday party because they are still sitting back in their rooms. For Harold and Millie, who are mentally alert enough that they have actually been waiting in their rooms to go to the birthday party. Do you see how your all-or-nothing thinking, catastrophic thinking regarding what other difficulties will this problem cause, increases your stress level? When you hear the musical tone, write or think about how you have become stuck in problem-focused thinking regarding CNAs transporting or another stressor. If self-honesty is a shortcoming of yours, this may be a challenge admitting specifically that at times you are less than perfect. Boy, I feel stressed just narrating this track. However, you will be glad to know the next track will discuss how to pivot to the positive and apply solution-focused thinking to the challenge many activity departments experience, that of resident transportation to activities.